Acts chapter 9. We're going to Acts chapter 9 if you have your Bibles tonight. Pastor said 20 minutes, so I've got to, you know, get moving. So let's get there. Acts chapter 9, eh? Acts chapter 9? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I dug my own hole. So let's go to Acts chapter 9. Don't look at your watches tonight, okay? Take them off and put them under your seat. Acts chapter 9. We'll read a few verses. This undoubtedly isn't unfamiliar to you, but I want to draw out something tonight the Lord showed me this week. Acts chapter 9. We'll start in verse number 4, and then we'll read on. And he, that's Paul there, or Saul, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And notice, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here's the key part, Behold, I am here, Lord. I am here, Lord. That's what Ananias said. Verse 11, And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for these scriptures, and I thank you, Father, that you are the author of these, inspired and God-breathed, Father, that we might understand how we ought to live our lives according to your word, and let it change us. Lord, tonight as I speak from this passage, I just pray, God, that you would work in the hearts of these people here is something that I can't do, but Lord, that your Holy Spirit might stir something up. I just pray, God, that you'd give me the understanding and clarity of thought and the things which need to be spoken tonight. May you do that, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so those passages there, you've probably read before, and you understand the conversion of Saul, from Saul to Paul. In case you don't know, the story, basically it's about a Christian killer who got authority to go and persecute Christians in a place called Damascus. And along the way, the Lord intervened, knocked him off his donkey, I guess, and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Here's Saul, he's killing Christians. He's doing a lot of horrible things. When we read these passages in Acts chapter 9, automatically we think about the conversion of Saul. But tonight I just want to highlight to you not so much what happened with Saul, but actually what happened to Ananias. This is something I was going to preach from, but I saw a little bit of a different angle. Sometimes, you know, you can read your Bible and you can read one verse, you think, oh wow, here's a point here. And then the next day you read it and you look, oh wow, there's something else there. And so that's what I saw. If you the part about Ananias we'll be speaking about tonight, I want to talk to you about a voluntary attitude. Okay, a voluntary attitude. I need a volunteer. No? Okay. Well, hopefully by the end of the message you'll put your hand up, amen. Okay, so first point I want to talk to you about is is a God is looking for a volunteer to hear. He's looking for a volunteer to hear. Have a look at Acts chapter 9, verse 10 again. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named, his name is Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, three words here that are really important in your Christian life. I am here. I am here. I am here, Lord. Okay? I am here. So Ananias is here. He's, you know, I don't know what he's up to. He might be just doing his own thing. And all of a sudden he gets a vision from the Lord saying, hey, Ananias, look, I've got a task for you. I've got a guy that I've just spoken to, and you're going to be a part of a plan that I have set up for him. Ananias, I am here, Lord. Amen? Okay, not so much difficulty there, but we can see that Ananias is voluntary to hear. How do you know? Because I am here. Indicates that he has a voluntary attitude. The same as what the Lord said to Isaiah. You know, Isaiah 6:8. And I heard the word of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. A volunteer to hear. God is looking for a volunteer to hear. To hear what God wants them to do. The Lord gives them instructions and tells them, go into a city called Straight, and there there'll be a guy named Saul waiting for you to put his hand on you and say, your name's Ananias and the Lord has sent you. He'll receive his sight, and after that, I'm going to use him mightily and show him how much persecution he really needs to go through for my name's sake, is what God said to him. God's looking for a volunteer to hear. And I see Ananias was one of those volunteers. And you know why? If you read Ananias's, we won't go there, but in the book of Acts chapter 22, it talks about him being a devout man of the law. One who wanted to do God's work. To listen to what God had him to say. God orchestrated it so that Ananias would be a part of it. Christian, tonight, would it be nice if you were part of God's orchestrated plan to raise a sore to a poor? It'd be good to have that. Not for your own, you know, oh, look at what I done. But more for, look at what God did. And you can say, oh, praise the Lord, I was a part of that. Not for my own merits, but because I was a volunteer to hear. God's looking for volunteers to hear. I am here, Lord. My brethren, tonight, when's the last time you prayed, I am here, Lord? I am here. Use me. Now, I know some of you guys are, you know, I was at teen camp, Pastor Anger preached a really good message. I am here. And we get to the altar. And then, you know, after a space of a year or two, 3 years later, kind of drifts off a little bit because we start getting pushed off into the world and we start going to do our own things. And that I am here doesn't really mean that much when it did in teen camp. And so I just challenge you, you know, having an attitude, a voluntary attitude to hear, I am here, Lord. He was a Christian on guard. That's the way I think about it. You know, I sort of see Ananias as this, you know, like, he's watching and waiting, you know what I mean? He's like Habakkuk. He was, you know, we learned the minor prophets, the watchtower. You know, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon a tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. He was one who was disciplined, standing guard, waiting for God to speak to him. Habakkuk was a volunteer to hear. Christian, tonight, are you a volunteer to hear? Are you voluntary to God's word? At home, I'm staying with my auntie, and she has a dog and a cat. And the dog's name's Bullo, B-O-L-O. And the kitten's name's Kitty. That's not much of a name, you know, when you think about it. Who names the cat Kitty? Don't tell my auntie I said that. But, you know, the other day I was watching Bulla. Bulla's like, he sits at the door like this, and that's all he does, day in, day out. And I don't know what that dog does, if he has a life or not, but he just sits there, you know. And the cat, Kitty, is just sitting there doing nothing. And I thought, that's strange, man. That's a dumb cat and that's a dumb dog. But anyway, I sort of looked at that and I thought, you know, can I illustrate that? Can I look at that between a Christian who is watching and waiting at the gates, ready to listen to what God has to say to him or her or you? Well, you're a kitty who's sort of like, good for nothing. By the way, if you like cats, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying, God's looking for volunteers to hear, to listen to his word. Like Ananias, God's looking for Ananias tonight. Someone who's willing to listen and say, I am here, Lord. Here am I. He seeks for those who are sanctified. You know, don't go about and being a Where's Wally Christian. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord, Lord, I am here. Where? Where are you? You look just like the world. You know what I mean? Where's Wally? You ever seen those? Played the books and you're looking for Wally? It's hard to find him because he's real camouflaged and amongst everything else. And if you think you can say that, but God says to you, you know, I can't really see you because you look just like the world. Can you say that? And say, well, actually, if I examine myself, I might be a Where's Wally Christian. But the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean and I'll receive you. He's looking for volunteers to hear. Don't be a Where's Wally Christian. He seeks for volunteers to hear. But not only volunteers to hear, also do as well. And that's Christian 101, brethren. Hearing and doing. You know, it's one thing to hear, another thing to do or not to do. To deceive yourself is not to do it. Right, that's what James said. And so, we see that Ananias had a voluntary attitude to do something. By the way, I'm glad someone volunteered to invite me to church 5 years ago. I'm glad that pastor's son said, maybe would you want to come to church? And that didn't mean so much 5 years ago to me now, but when I look back at it, something simple like that, I wouldn't be standing here right now. So I'm glad someone volunteered to do something and cared to invite me to church. He was an Ananias in my life. After some reluctance, Ananias obeyed God. I say reluctance because, you know, Ananias didn't say, oh, well, you know, is that my task? He said, I'm doing it. No, Ananias said, Lord, are you sure you've got the right guy? This is Saul, the one that's been killing our brethren. So, you know, he was a little bit reluctant, I guess the scriptures indicate. But nonetheless, have a look at verse 17. Acts chapter 9, verse 17. And Ananias, this is after he had his orders from the Lord, and Ananias went. That's all you need to read from there. Ananias went. What I think is going to happen at the judgment seat of Christ, Christian, is a lot of us are going to get there and say, Cody, you never went. I gave you your orders, but you never went. Brother Rex went, but Cody, you didn't go. And all of these rewards here that I'm showing you are the ones that you missed out on. Are you getting this tonight? You're going to miss a lot of things because simply we didn't do four letters, W-E-N-T. Or to put it grammatically, G-O. You didn't go because God said these are your orders, but we never went. We wasted time. Don't be a Jonah, my brethren. Don't be a Jonah and get to the judgment seat and say, look, I tried my hardest. I sent a great fish. I did all these things, but you never went. Oh, brother, did you know God's calling you to such and such a place? You know God's calling you to be a preacher? Yeah, but, you know, I got my things to do. And we let a lot of things in our life put us off from the calling of God and from being a volunteer to do the things that God wants us to do. Is that right? God's calling those. Don't be a volunteer as a Jonah and walk away. Don't try and get on a ship and run away. You might find misery in your life. You're missing out on rewards. Lives being changed. If you have an involuntary attitude, it's not a good attitude to have. God's looking for volunteers that are willing to hear and a willingness with a heart to do the work that he has called you to do as well. And can you imagine what Ananias was thinking 10 or 15 years later when he saw Saul as Paul? And he thought, wow, look at him go. Look at him. Lastly, I think about my friend from the Navy. His name is Jack. He said to me, we did this army course. It's kind of not like special forces, but it's a little bit tipping on the lower end of that sort of intensity of training. His name's Jack, and it's a course called Omangia, and it's a month-long intense course. And at the start of the course, I said to Jack, why did you do this course? Because the course is voluntary. It's not sort of like our commanders will push us onto it. We just put our hands up and simply say, I want to do this month-long course. And Jack said to me, I wanted to do this course because when this goes on my piece of paper, called a PCNB or a platoon commander's notebook, the things that the officers will look at before they send you overseas, because it's kind of like your CV. He said, I want to put it on my CV and let my commanders know that I've done this hard course that not a lot of people sign up to. And I said, you did that for that? You volunteered to put yourself through 30 days of wreckage? So that your commanders can see. And he said, yeah, it'll better my chance in getting a trip overseas. Because when they send you overseas for deployment, they'll look at your CV. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. You volunteered to do that. And he said, I wanted to impress my commander, is essentially what he was saying. And I thought, you know, we ought to have, as Christians, a voluntary attitude to impress our commander. We ought to be able to put things on our CV and say, Lord, this is for you, and we want you to have the glory. Because Jesus volunteered for you. He volunteered for you on the cross of Calvary. He volunteered a crown of thorns through his head. Stripes, bruises, did he not? He volunteered all of that. And our lives are supposed to be bought with a price. And in turn, we must glorify God in that. So be a volunteer to hear God's word and be a volunteer to do God's word. Do not put off God's calling in your life. Be an Ananias tonight. And be willing to volunteer and raise your hand and say, I am here to do God's work. Because we're running out of time and there's not much time that you can do that. 60 or 70 years, Lord willing, you may not be here. And you don't want to get to the judgment seat of Christ and say, I didn't go. You want to say, I went and did my best for God. You want to say, I went and did the work that he had set before me. And brethren, I just want to encourage you tonight that you can say, I am here for God's service. Amen.